You are listening to Concert Blast.
Glasgow, Kentucky, and you're all listening to Concert Blast.
This is Potsy
Randall.
My name's Holly.
My name's BJ.
I'm Denise.
And we're from Smyrna, Tennessee. You're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, we're Barlow Girl, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, my name is Kaylee.
I'm Lexi.
I'm Samantha.
I'm Hannah.
And we're from
only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine.
Hi, and welcome to Concert Blast. This is Tom Thompson along with
Brian Hasbrook and
Mike Arnold.
Hey, where are we tonight, man?
We're back home finally.
That's true, man. We've been on the road, and of course, we enjoy it. And this is three nights in a row, and we're here back in Nashville, Tennessee, and we're experiencing what kind of fest?
The Winter Fest at the Soulmate Center in Nashville, Tennessee.
It's actually the last night of the Winter Jam 2008. Tonight we have Skillet, we have Mercy Me, we have Barlow Girl.
New song.
New song. Is anybody here tonight with us like New Song?
I love them. I love them.
Yes, tonight.
Hey, we got Dodie here. She's our special guest. And New Song's one of her favorite Christian acts. What do you think of it?
I just thought it was wonderful. Hopefully they'll come back on, hopefully. They're hosting it, so hopefully.
But hey, let's talk a little bit about New Song. I'll tell you what, they were a very up energy, but a lot of talent out there, man.
New Song have been around a long time, and they're actually the ones providing all this entertainment with their New Song ministries. They actually took up a collection earlier today to help cover the cost. Admission to come in today was only
$10. Yeah, absolutely.
New Song never charges more than $10.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they announced that at several concerts that I've been to.
As I say, they've got about 13-plus thousand people here tonight.
Yes, this is an incredible event. Every single person out here in the seats are into this show.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, the screams and the yells and the cell phones are going just absolutely crazy. And, man, this is one wild place.
Also, we can't forget who else is on this show tonight. We have Mandisa. Now, you might have heard of her from The American Idol. She was one of the top finalists. We also have the Real Encounter, the BMX, skate, and so forth. And we got a couple of speakers. Tony Nolan is one of them. Tony came out and said hi to everybody. He got everybody laughing pretty good.
Yes, he did.
Hey, how's everybody doing? Yeah, awesome. Hey, listen, tonight from this platform, there will be a lot of ministry that's going to take place. But in this moment, we are going to invite you to just offer up some ministry where you're seated. And so to get started, here's what we're going to do. I want to invite you just to take a moment and look at the person next to you. Go ahead and look at them. You knew God was going to ask you to do something difficult. There it is right there. Now I want you to look at them right in the face, and I want you to say this. You are blessed.
You're blessed, God.
To be sitting next to me.
To be sitting next to me.
Never fails. There's always a girl. There's somebody right over there going, and you know that's right. You know that's right, man. You know, and you are blessed, man, because you're in Winter Jam. You know, and here's the crazy thing. The crazy thing is that you guys came in this place for $10. That's amazing, man. I know you know that the average cost of like a secular concert ticket is like between $40 and $50. But you came in here for $10. But I think it'd be worth $10 just to get the look at Skillet.
The only unfortunate thing is this is the very last show of the tour, so you're not going to be able to catch it unless they do it again next year.
And next year, they always do it every winter, and they always have this great price of $10 usually. And you have different acts, so this will be the last show for all the acts on this one. But we can prepare you for what's to come this summer as you go out to these festivals or go to a concert. It looks like Skillet's about to hit the stage. We'll come back with that.
Absolutely, man. I'm really, really excited about seeing them.
Something incredible here tonight at Winter Jam.
I mean, really incredible. Of course, that was Skillet.
Man. I still got my eyebrows.
Barely. You haven't seen them yet.
Man, these guys, they just had a very short set, maybe about six songs.
Oh, my word.
And unbelievable response from the crowd. Incredible energy.
Very, very, very powerful.
What would you compare these guys to?
I was trying to remember that. I mean, it's wild. Back to the old rock days, you know?
It's like the hard rockers of Judas Priest in the 70s, maybe even Kiss.
Exactly.
Turned up a little bit.
Pumped up a lot. Oh, steroids.
Like crazy steroids.
I would recommend everybody to go see Skillet. If you like hard rock,
I tell you what, 10,000 fans are screaming their heads off and bouncing their heads and using their cell phones. It was just one crazy place.
Skillet showed us fireworks and fire.
Yeah, they had the sparklers and everything else going. Man, I tell you what, I could feel the heat where I was.
But the craziest thing was, the biggest surprise, you got two women and two men.
That's exactly right, which I thought was cool. And whoever the girl is in the white outfit, man, was she just not getting it.
She is now my favorite rhythm guitarist.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, man. They were into it. She really was.
I love the way she moved around on the stage and shaking the guitar up or down and jumping around and skipping around. That was awesome.
You know who that kind of reminded me of?
Who's that?
Nancy Wilson. Remember how she used to kick like that?
Yes.
Oh, man, that was just too cool.
Nancy Wilson of Heart, yeah.
Yes, man, I tell you, I've never seen a Christian act be so rock and roll in my life.
And there was a lot of fans very excited. The drummer, you can pair her against anybody.
She was banging those drums just like she'd been doing it her whole life, and she's probably only 21 years old.
And the two guys, the vocalist, has a voice that won't stop.
Very deep, very hard, and I tell you what, man, again, lots of power.
I don't see how he can scream and sing like he does.
He does, man. He sounds great.
And Brian took a lot of nice pictures.
Not a lot, but enough to give you the kind of effect of these guys on stage.
Would you like to go see these again?
I'd like to see the full set, man, yeah.
This is awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing what's up.
You have to get your box of cotton for your earplugs again, man.
I think I will. That was fun, though. That was just fun.
They were great. They were fantastic, man.
If you like a heavy rock, clean sound, go buy the Skillet record, man. I tell you, it's great.
We'll be back as we continue this review of the Winter Jam Tour. Hey, I'm trying to find some Skillet fans around here. Anybody got any Skillet fans? Oh, my gosh. Ready? One, two. What's your name?
Lexi.
Lexi.
Kaylee.
Hannah.
Samantha.
Hannah. How you doing, Hannah?
I've been doing good.
They kind of act like they're like the biggest Skillet fans. What do you think?
This is the last night to spend alone. Look me in the eye so I know you know I'm everywhere. You want me to be the last night to spend alone. I'll wrap you in my arms.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Will Harrison. I'm from Glasgow, Kentucky.
Glasgow, Kentucky. Did you drive all the way from Glasgow?
Yep.
Now, you look too young to drive.
My dad drove me here.
Okay. How old are you?
8 years old.
8 years old.
What's your name?
Randall.
Randall, where are you from, Randall?
Smyrna, Tennessee.
Smyrna?
Yes.
Not Smyrna.
Smyrna.
All right. Do you like Skillet tonight?
Yes, I do. Started him several times.
Who are you here with, man?
Our youth group.
Youth group? Hey, man, what's your name? Where are you from?
My name's Posse from Smyrna.
BJ from Smyrna. Okay.
And Holly.
What are your favorite Skillet songs?
Oh, my God. I can.
Definitely I can.
All right, y'all take care.
Looking on the sad times, the guilt and all the shame, I have learned to submit my existing hurts and pains. All the grief I have learned to set aside, 'cause I am. Been on the country head, been on the mind. Can this grace of God cover me this time?
Well, we're walking down through here and we come across a booth here. Explain this booth to me.
Hey, man, this is ChristianSpaceOnline.com. We're a safe alternative to MySpace.
Oh, that's cool. So it's a place for Christians is what the banner said.
Absolutely. It's a place for Christians. Any denomination can come and just fellowship with other Christians, share their faith, get uplifted.
Who's backing it all up? I mean, you got bills to pay.
Absolutely. Well, we've got a lot of bills to pay. We've got a few investors. We just started it out ourselves. It's been live for about 3 months now. We've got about 4,500 members all across the U.S. We're about to run out of money, so we need some advertisers.
There you go. It's www.christianspaceonline.com. Instead of MySpace, it's christianspaceonline.com. So everybody log on and listen to that. Get involved with the christianspaceonline.com. Remember, it's a place for Christians. Hey, if you're not a Christian, sign on anyway. You might end up learning something. Meeting some nice people online, too, by the way. And who are are you?
Michael Smith. I'm the founder of ChristianSpaceOnline.com.
Where was it? Where'd you find it?
We found it. It's kind of funny. It was in South Dakota in the USA Today. And I picked it up. I was reading about my Facebook. I was like, man, there's no place out there for Christians to come. And there's so much filth on MySpace. It's like there's really not a place for Christians to go to. So that's where it was born at, really, in a rental car in South Dakota.
That is amazing. Now, so you got sponsors like ads like MySpace comes down and have ads and stuff?
Absolutely. We got a few sponsors right now. We got an insurance company. Sanctify is one of our sponsors. Sanctify T-shirts as a sponsor with us. And we've got some other folks that are just about ready to come on board to help sponsor the website.
And you got Sanctify T-shirts out here, too, as well. So what are you selling these?
We sell them, and we're just kind of promoting Sanctify. They're an awesome, awesome T-shirt line. If people that don't know the gospel, they come up and just ask about a T-shirt, it gives you an opportunity to share the gospel with them, because these are just awesome designer T-shirts.
It's some very, very nice graphics here.
You getting this one, Mike?
You getting this one?
Yes.
All right. So, again, remember, ChristianSpaceOnline.com. Not MySpace, but ChristianSpaceOnline.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man. That's awesome.
We have a big line here to meet Skillet. See how long the line's going, Tom?
My gosh, is it ever. I mean, there is nothing like this. And Skillet's definitely, I think, the most popular band here tonight.
So far. Mercy Me hadn't hit the stage.
That's true.
Barlow Girl hasn't hit the stage.
That's true, too. Absolutely. But it looks like they're rocking with it, though.
Look at this line of people. Hey, y'all like Skillet? I think you have some Skillet fans here, Tom.
Wow.
Woo! Come out. Bye, everybody. Oh, my goodness, man.
Some blood-curdling screaming going on there.
You had to get out of there, didn't you?
I think I got one good eardrum left now, man.
Wait till they come out, though. But oh my goodness, Tom just started a riot.
Oh my gosh, man, are they ready for Skillet?
Tom just got everybody yelling Skillet. And they won't stop.
No, and this isn't like we're out there in the show. This is waiting for the meet and greet.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, I gotta see.
This is going to be a Skillet booth here. It's going to be Skillet showing up here in a minute. This is exciting here. And all the people out here in line for Skillet, and you said you didn't blame them, huh?
No, man, if I wouldn't look so out of place, I'd jump right in there with them.
A lot of young people out there, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what.
It sounds like they might have arrived.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm old enough to be all these guys' fathers, but I don't care. I still love that. I love that band.
And you were saying something earlier about people not knowing about the Christian rock.
Well, I hate to think of it, but I think anybody who doesn't come listen to any Christian music believe it's all women in long dresses and guys in suits and ties and vests singing hallelujah and raising their hands up. Well, but it's very diverse. Everything from very, very hard rock to very melodic ballads.
And these guys can rock, and people probably don't understand. If you have never been in a Christian concert, never listened to Christian rock music, they don't understand that we have the fire and the fireworks and everything exploding on stage.
Well, anybody who's probably in the first 15 rows probably got a few eyebrows singed, man.
Skillet did it tonight, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, man. They had abbreviated set, I believe, like six songs. Is that right? But, I mean, they gave you the most full-blown show you could possibly want.
I agree.
All I can say is if you can't get excited with these guys on stage, your wood's pretty wet, man.
I agree, Brian. And we don't have any wet wood around here tonight.
No, ours is dry and ready to spark, man.
Skillet has made their way out to their signing booth, and there's all kinds of people crowded around them.
Man, all I can say is wow, 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 what a performance by Barlow Girl.
Barlow Girl really shocked me. The drummer, I didn't know the drummer sang the lead on a couple of songs there, and that was pretty impressive, especially when they started off with Let Go.
What was cool, too, is some other guy came back and started playing the drums, and she got out front, said a scripture, and then just took off into a song, and she was the lead singer of the song, man. They was rocking.
Well, before she went to the song,
yes,
she went into a preaching mode.
I was going to say, she went into it. She said, you can't be afraid to say you're a Christian. You can't be afraid to speak you're a Christian.
That's right. Don't hide it. You know, let the people know it.
Stop living for this world and start living for God, because He's the one that's going to help you in the end, not this world.
That's exactly right.
I am so done with us as Christians never standing up for what we believe in, because we are so scared that we're going to offend someone. We are so scared that we're going to make somebody a little uncomfortable, so we're not going to speak what God is calling us to speak in our life. Guys, whoa, it's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to be the revolution that this world is waiting for. This world needs truth, and you have it. You have the truth in your life. You have the truth in your heart. And you know what, guys? You don't need a microphone. You don't need a stage. Share it. All you need to be is brave enough to be rejected by the world. That's what you have to be. But you know what, guys? Who cares what the world thinks? I am so done with everyone caring what the world thinks about us. We're not here to make the world happy. We're here to please God in the way that we are living our life. Guys, throw us.
They did a great job on Let Go.
Cause I'm about to let
a great job on Never Alone.
I cried out with no reply, and I can't feel you by my side, so I hold tight to what I know. You're here, and I'm never
a song called Believe, which is a really nice song, and led right into I Need You to Love Me.
But I need you to love me.
Love that song.
Don't look at me when you say that.
You got that right, Brian.
Yeah, man.
But then they went into like a little worship song and sing along and got everybody singing.
Very, very powerful. I mean, I was shocked on a 3-piece band here that can literally just rock and bring this crowd of close to 10,000 alive.
I would say more than 10,000. What do you think?
I'm telling you about 13,000, 13,500.
Yeah, I would think it's a whole lot more. If this place holds 18 and all is open, it's just part of the upper tier and behind the stage. I think Brian's more like a 13.
And this crowd is loud and highly responsive. But Barlow Girl was really hitting it hard and heavy out there tonight. That you really felt it all the way around the arena.
Really feel the emotion. You can really feel the spirit in this building tonight, because they really know how to speak the word.
And they have spoken the word. All right, now we're going to get ready, and maybe we can come by and see Barlow Girl at a meet and greet. We don't know. We'll see what's coming up next. All right, let's see what's going on.
All right.
Are you enjoying yourself tonight?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Right, what's your name? Where are you from?
Craig from Knoxville, Tennessee.
From Knoxville. Did you drive in for this?
Yes, I did.
All right, you enjoying yourself, huh?
Oh, yeah, I'm loving it.
All right, now, who's your favorite so far?
Skillet.
Ah, everybody's favorite.
Yep.
I haven't heard anybody who hasn't said that yet.
What's your favorite part about Skillet?
Just the whole thing. I'm going to say next year they should get Delirious. Yes, one of my favorite bands.
Oh, really? You like Delirious, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you take care of yourself.
You too.
Any Barlow Girl fans here?
Yeah!
Hey, what's your name?
My name's Alan Lindsay.
Hey, how old are you, man?
12.
12?
Sir.
You're here to rock with Barlow Girl, huh?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're here to meet him, huh?
I'm just here with my sister. But
you're just here with a group, aren't you?
But I would like to meet him.
Okay, well, you're about to, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
All right, you enjoy yourself, okay?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Molly.
Molly what?
Molly Lindsay.
Hey, let me ask you something. You like Barlow Girl, I guess.
Heck yes.
What's your favorite song of them?
All of them. I like them all.
Oh, you like them all. Name three. Aha, gotcha. Name three.
Billy Boy says, Never Alone, and I Need You to Love Me.
Now, how many can you sing?
All of them.
So I want to let
go and live what I believe.
Very good. She's a singer, huh? What's your name?
Yvette Brinkley. I'm Alicia's mother.
Your mama, huh?
My mama.
Well, you're proud of her, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I am. Very proud.
So you're excited about meeting Barlow Girl?
Oh, yeah, very.
Right. Okay, y'all enjoy yourself tonight. Say bye.
Bye.
Well, we just finished watching Mercy Me. They came on stage while we were walking around. Didn't know they were coming.
I tell you, they came on probably about 45 minutes quicker than I thought they were going to be there. All of a sudden, Mike said, it is them. I know, there was no announcement whatsoever. And I'm telling you what, man, Mercy Me, man, they were rocking. Right there.
We didn't know what they started off with because we were up here walking around. We got back down through there, and they were ending up their first song and got right into So Long Self.
So Long Self.
I also heard some more songs like Bring the Rain.
Bring the Rain.
So I pray, bring me joy, bring me peace, bring the chance to be free, bring me anything that brings you glory. And I know there'll be days when this life brings me pain, but if that's what it takes,
they brought in their latest hit, God With Us.
I'll tell you what, Bart Miller, he has got the strongest voice, and it's so clear. I was very impressed.
How'd you like how he held the mic away from his mouth about a foot away?
And more than a foot. I mean, it's almost down to his belt buckle. I'm telling you, and it was just going, man.
He has to because he'll break stuff, you know?
Yeah, I'm telling you. You're right. Yeah. He's got that vocal.
After God With Us, they went into Word of God Speak and got the audience singing.
Yeah, let it pour down like rain, man. I'm telling you, man. It was very, very spiritual. I mean, it was. You could feel it in the air.
Word of God Speak. Would you pour down like rain, washing my eyes to see your majesty, to be still and know that you're in this place. Please let me stay and rest in your holiness. Word of God, speak.
And then they close the night and they ran right into
I Can Only Imagine.
Surrounded by your glory, one will my heart feel. Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine.
imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine.
That closing night with one more sing-along.
Isn't that strange how he let it be a sing-along just in the crowd? All of a sudden the lights kind of faded, then he was gone.
Well, we've enjoyed our night tonight. So long, self. It's time to go.
Yeah, been a long, wonderful, wonderful weekend.
Absolutely, man. But what a great indie night, man. It was very good.
Brian, I'm sure you got all kinds of pictures from tonight in the Winter Jam 2008 tour closing out.
That's about to say, final night of the final date.
We also want to thank our guest tonight, Dodie.
Thank you. It's fun.
You enjoyed tonight?
I had a great time, thank you.
Who did you like the most?
Oh, mercy me.
Hey, don't forget to vote for us.
Hey, that's right. You know, we got a link right there on the right side of our website, contrablast.com. Just vote on it, man. We'd appreciate it.
Anything else?
No, man. I believe that's got it.
How about Skillet Rocks, man?
I think they've heard all about Skillet tonight.
This is one of the very rare times I actually bought a CD. I was so impressed. So.
Believe me, that is true.
I am ready.
Well, until next time, this is Mike signing off.
This is Brian signing off.
And this is Tom signing off.
And our special guest,
Dodie.
God bless you. Goodbye.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.
I get the bow.
You get the low boo.
How low can you go?